The Governess, written by Wendy Holden and read by Freya Maver.
Prologue. Aberdeen, Scotland, July 1987. Everything was ready. The mahogany table in the dining room was spread with a white lace cloth. Sunlight streaming through the wide bay window set the gold rims of the china cups ablaze. Plates had been set out with little white linen napkins. Silver cake forks had been removed from boxes and polished. Sugar tongs, a silver cream jug, and silver spoons all shone brilliantly. In the cool of the kitchen, sandwiches waited on best plates. Smoked salmon, chicken, ham and cucumber, all with the crusts removed. There were the circular jam sandwiches, jam pennies, that had always been a favourite. There were scones and muffins and a magnificent chocolate cake. There were flowers everywhere, bought specially for the occasion. Vases and jugs rescued from dark cupboards had been washed and restored to use. Pastel summer petals foamed on every surface, and the rich scent of roses mingled with that of beeswax polish. On the other side of the hall, in the high-ceilinged drawing room, a tall old woman in a pale pink dress stood straight-backed at the window. Pearls glowed at her neck and on the decoration pinned to her bosom. On either side of her nose, large, sloping eyes burned with anticipation. She was breathing rapidly, and her knuckles were clamped to the sill. Her entire being was focused on the end of the street, where it met the busy main road. It was along there that her visitors would come. They had not been here before, to her fine big villa on one of the city's best streets, built of the local grey granite. In dark weather it looked sombre, but in sunshine, against a blue sky, it glittered. Today, the end of July, was one of those beautiful, glittering days. The light through the drawing room's big window fell on the elegant stone mantelpiece. On it stood a row of silver-framed photographs. One was of two smiling little girls, dressed identically in red tartan kilts and jerseys. The elder held a brown dog with pointed ears, which the younger was petting. They stood against a tulip border, and behind them were castle towers. The photograph next to this one showed the same girls in coronets. They looked immensely serious in long white dresses, fur-edged cloaks flowing round like a velvet river. Behind them stood a man and woman, also in cloaks and in crowns heavy with jewels. The man looked apprehensive, but the woman's gaze had a steely strength. In the quiet of the drawing room, the old lady continued to wait. From time to time she gave an excited sigh, as if a long-held dream was to be realized. Perhaps this year, finally it would be fulfilled. She never ceased to hope. It was hope that, annually, led her to polish the silver, select the flowers with care, cut the sandwiches. The only other sound was the tick of a grandfather clock. Flames danced in the fireplace between the arched alcoves. Summer it may be, but big Scottish houses could be cool, Scottish castles even cooler. Few people knew that better than she did. Now the woman held her breath. The moment had arrived.